Welcome to Munchkin Land, a podcast where we sit around and we play games. And this week, Brad has brought in a game that came out at Gen Con last year. It's called Warhammer. What is it? Warhammer Quest?
The adventure card game.
The adventure card game from Fantasy Flight. This came out at Gen Con 2015.
Yeah, or somewhere around then.
Somewhere around then.
Something like.
And so what's this game all about, Brad?
This is a co-op fantasy adventure card game set in the hilarious Warhammer universe.
Hilarious.
Well, it is. I mean, it's a little funny.
Are there any femurs in this?
Not in this thing we're doing. Yeah. No.
Too bad.
Yeah. And, so we're going to, the thing I like about this is it feels like an adventure, not like a puzzle,
which okay.
is cool for co-op.
And this is the first time three of us have played this, right?
Yep.
So, bear with us, listeners, and if you have played this game and you see us do something wrong, that's what comment sections are for. Let us know how we can be better next time.
Pile them on.
Not, hey, you guys don't know what you're doing, just, hey, man, you did a good job, but...
Yeah. Or we
here's
don't,
what we do.
We don't know what we're
so
doing.
So what are we doing?
So this is the first quest in the Uneasy Alliance quest pack, which is the quest that comes with the base game. And so far, there are no expansions. And
okay.
maybe there never will be, which would be sad.
Then, that
I,
would be sad.
I kind of enjoy this. Here is the flavor for the Foul Stench quest. The city of Schompf had never seen anything like it. The youngest fell to sickness a moon ago, and their elders soon followed them into the grave. At first, it was believed to be a plague brought on by the debauchery of a traveling carnival. But the execution and burning of the entire troop did nothing to quell the problem. Oh. A perplexed and dying city was on the verge of collapse until an unsuspecting ratcatcher named Jod began spreading tales of a peculiar odor, more peculiar than usual. It was emanating from the sewers. Jod informs you that he has also stumbled across a secret entrance dug into the tunnels on the outskirts of town. Something has recently been accessing the city's water supply, no doubt for devious purposes. You must investigate.
Uh-oh. Gonna be some mustache twirling.
Why is there not a rat catcher character?
Oh, that's a good question.
I want a tiny but ferocious dog, darn it.
All right, so we'll start the peril at step one. And I have been elected or appointed as the first player.
Okay. So what do we do during our turns then?
So we have four basic actions that we start with. Each of us has a rest, an explore, an aid, or an attack action. And we each take an action. And we
and one of the actions on the card.
Yeah, one of the actions okay. on the card. And when you do that, you exhaust that action. One, each of us has a different one of our four actions allows us to unexhaust our other actions. So, for example, when I use the rest action, then I ready all of my other actions, including the rest action. So I would
that makes
reset.
Sense.
Yeah. But for you, Rob, who is the Way Watcher, you have, I think your attack action is your yes. ready everything else one. Yeah.
Being a multi-shotty kind of archery kind of elf person.
Yeah. I am a warrior priest, by the way. So there's that.
Light our way by Sigmar's blessings.
Indeed. So here we go. I'm going to start this. I have 13 hit points, by the way, which is not a whole heck of a lot, but I guess, I don't know.
I've got 14.
You got 14.
Got 11.
10.
10. Oh.
Ryan.
Squishy mage.
Yep.
Squishy mage is very squishy.
Squishy mage, that's very good at burning up.
All right.
For
so
I am the Bright Wizard.
Our first location is a fungal patch.
Ooh.
So we enter that little entrance and we come into a fungal patch. Mushrooms of various shapes and sizes grow wildly upon the ground here. Some are delicious and nutritious. Most are not. At the end of the location phase, the party leader rolls one enemy die. On a slash mark, he becomes sickened. So I am the party leader. I might likely become sickened. That's gross. All right. So yes. this space or this location spawns three monsters. So
what?
I get the first one. It engages me. I have a night goblin archer on me. Brian gets one. What did you get?
I have gotten an orc boy.
An orc boy is on you. And Steven gets...
I have a gigantic spider.
A gigantic spider. Nice. All right. And then Rob doesn't get one, but the fourth one will stay in the shadows. So it is face down here in the center of the table.
And that's what the number one there means?
Yep.
Okay.
And so that one guy in the shadows may engage us later. When we get to the enemy phase, after we've each taken a turn, Then we go around and I activate a monster who is either engaged with me or in the shadows. Then Brian would activate a monster either engaged with him or in the shadows and so on until all the monsters are engaged. You can, using various actions, you can exhaust a monster who is engaged with you or elsewhere. Exhausted monsters don't do anything in the monster phase, and they cannot, you don't roll a monster die for them when you take an action.
Okay.
All right. So I am going to begin with some Righteous Fury.
Is that an attack?
That is my attack.
Okay.
I roll two hero dice. Before this action, you may exhaust another action to target one additional enemy and apply plus one success. So what I am going to do is I am going to exhaust my explore action to get plus one success automatically, and I can engage an additional enemy. And Brian, since you are so squishy, I'm going to engage your orc boy.
All right. So do you take that completely away from him, or?
Yep.
Okay.
It now engages with me.
Okay.
So my little warrior priest maybe runs over there and somehow engages the orc boy and the night goblin archer at the same time. I can target one additional enemy with my attack, so I will target both the orc boy and the night goblin archer that is on me. The orc boy has one armor, the night goblin archer has two. So I roll two hero dice for my attack, and since I have two enemies on me, I will roll two enemy dice also.
So you roll these all simultaneously?
All simultaneously.
Okay.
All right, so I got two shields, which is not a success at all, which kind of stinks. Mm. And I rolled a blank for the first enemy. And the second enemy, I rolled the nemesis icon, which means we go to Odious Grump, who is our nemesis. He is up in the nemesis lair, not engaged with us at all. And he has the nemesis ability that says distribute two wounds among the party.
Mm. I could take a wound.
All right. Why don't you take one and I take one? We're the least squishy of everybody. So we'll each take a wound. And I have this one success that I bought by using my explore action. So I will turn that one success that I bought into one wound on the night goblin archer.
Now he has what armor?
He has no armor.
No armor.
The orc boy has an armor value of one.
Okay. So you have to bust his armor first before you can do any damage to the orc boy.
So I have to get at least two successes.
Yep, two successes would get me one damage.
So three successes. How many
two successes give you one damage?
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, for that guy. So for every hit, he gets to erase one. It's like
the shield. Oh, okay, just because of the shield. Okay, so the shield doesn't
basically, after
break.
You roll, you then distribute how many ever successes amongst the monsters, or?
Yep.
So the armor never breaks.
His armor does not break.
Okay.
No, it's there. Right. It's just
a regular damage.
Damage reduction.
Sense. Okay.
Yeah. So you used your Righteous Fury to do that, or did you just use your Explore action?
Oh, I used my Righteous Fury and my Explore action, so I should have exhausted
So
that. Thank you.
You've exhausted those two items.
Those two actions, yes.
Those two actions. How do they reset?
So they reset when I use
so
my
you have rest. To. You have to use your other one then to do that.
To Yeah.
So okay. So.
Yep.
Yeah. So how many actions can you do per
That's
turn?
That's it. One.
Just one. Basically, he just exhausted the other one as part of a cost to gain
an additional benefit of
Righteous Fury.
You got it.
Okay. Yeah. I got this.
All right.
All right. So now it's Brian's turn, who has nobody attacking him.
Clockwise. Okay. Yep. Well, I could still try to blow up some monsters because my fireball, I may engage one enemy, ranged attack, two white dice. Before this action, you may suffer one damage to target one additional enemy.
So that ranged attack means that you can fight a guy who is not engaged with you,
mm-hmm.
which was the other good reason for me to pull that guy off of you.
Mm.
So you can shoot at this guy in the shadows, or you can shoot at one of the monsters engaged with
you. Totally destroy that one monster that Brad's fighting.
Yeah.
If you're successful.
Yeah, we can see. Yeah, why not? I will go ahead and try Fireball.
Okay.
So ranged attack, two dice. I don't know if it'd really be worth it to try to target an additional enemy because I'm not going to get three successes likely.
It's for one. You roll two dice, right? It's possible.
Yeah, it's possible with the crits, but not likely.
It would be more likely if someone were to aid you. And then when they age you, then they give you a success token. So, yeah.
Yep.
Now, also, we should go down the bullet points on there. The first bullet point you have is engage You may engage an enemy,
one enemy,
but I don't recommend you do that, actually.
No, may engage. Okay.
Yeah.
Ranged attack, 2 white dice.
Yep.
And I'm not going to target an additional one, so I'm just going to... So then I just roll the...
Nope. There are no enemies engaged with you, so you do not roll an enemy die.
Okay. So I'm going to try to blast a Night Goblin Archer with my fire magic. And I totally do that.
Succeed.
You blew him out of the water. Night Goblin Archer is dead.
All right.
Well done. Steven.
Okay. Well, my guy, Ironbreaker, is going to attack. You may engage up to 2 enemies. I attack with 2 dice. Before this action, you may target up to 2 enemies. So I don't know if I want to try to grab that guy or not. Probably not at this point.
You could grab this guy. You could also grab this guy in the shadows.
But there's nothing that says that he's going to attack, right?
Right. He will eventually, as soon as we get to after Rob's turn, then we're going to engage the enemies. So I'll engage my guy first. Brian doesn't have anybody engaged with him, so he'll have to activate this fellow here in the shadows.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'll attack the darkness.
Okay. So you're going to pull, engage the guy in the shadows.
Yes. And it is a rat swarm. Ooh, gross.
Ah, neat.
It's an elite rat swarm.
It's an elite rat swarm. Oh, no. Creature elite. It's got 4 defense.
Yeah. But
four hit points.
Four hit points. No armor.
Yeah. No armor. And it says, most cities in the Empire have a bounty on rat tails. Rat catchers can make a surprisingly good living if they avoid being devoured. All right. So now I need to roll 2 white and 2 black. And I get a shield,
so
which does nothing. These two cancel each other out, right?
Block the nemesis?
You can't block the nemesis. The slash mark means that the most damagey of the monsters takes a swipe at you.
They both have a one. Well, so it's just, one is an advanced attack.
That's for their
activation. Okay, that's for their turn.
Okay.
So one does one, but your shield blocks the one, so you take no damage from that.
Okay, so no damage from...
From either one. Randomly.
Oh, okay, so Rat Swarm, I do not get anything from.
You block it with your Ironbreaker shield.
But it looks like I'm going to...
Inflict one damage.
Inflict one damage.
Okay, so you get one success.
I will hit the Rat Swarm for one damage.
All right. Also, you rolled a nemesis.
I did roll the nemesis.
So we've got
to distribute 2 wounds amongst the party.
Maybe you and I take them again.
And I will take them again. All right. I will take one, and Brad will take one.
There you go.
You're a pretty healy guy, right?
Yeah, we'll take care of that. Arrest action, a success with arrest action heals.
Okay, and so now I will exhaust my attack, and I think my turn is done.
Okay.
All right, so what has aid... 2 dice. What's that mean?
So you roll 2 dice,
mm-hmm.
and for every success you generate, you get one of these success tokens that you can give to somebody else, and they apply it. They apply a success token to one of their action cards.
Oh.
The next time they use that action card, they get a free automatic success. You can have a limit of 2 success tokens on an action card.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Neat.
So
what does Explore do?
Explore gives us exploration tokens on the location.
Lets us defeat the location. Yeah.
So the fungal patch there needs 7 exploration tokens to be fully explored.
Hmm. Okay.
And we win this game when we have gone through all of the dungeons.
When we have fully explored the 4th location, which is Grump's Sump.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So this one, I may exhaust 1 non-nemesis enemy engaged with me. That actually has to be over here in front of me.
Yeah, it has to be over there in front
of me. Choose 1 enemy engaged with you. That enemy retreats.
Yeah, that would mean he would go back into the shadows.
Okay. And then rest 2 dice.
Rest. So every success you roll, you actually heal hit point.
Okay. All right, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Still an orc boy on here.
So after this, it'll be
the monster's
turn. Other,
yep.
Yeah, and then the game's turn.
Yep.
And then Brian will go next.
Brian will be the new leader.
Next player.
Yep.
Okay. Right. I am going to aid Steven then.
Okay.
Start with aid. 2 successes.
Nice.
All right. Yeah, you have nobody on you, so you don't have to roll monster die or enemy die.
Which I can put these on any.
Yeah, or you can let him put them on whatever he thinks.
The target hero may ready 1 action.
Okay, so you
can
unexhaust this.
Okay. Yep, so you're back to full.
And I may choose 1 enemy engaged with the target hero. That enemy suffers 1 wound.
Nice.
Nice.
Now, also, when you have something like that where you just make someone suffer a wound, that bypasses armor.
Oh.
Ah.
So you can just play that.
You could have thrown that on the Orc Boy.
You could throw that on the Orc Boy. Is it?
You may choose one enemy engaged with the target hero.
Oh, okay, so it has to be Stevens. Yeah. Okay.
And so I can put these success tokens anywhere?
Yep. You should have two of them, and you can put them anywhere you want. Pile them together. I mean, most likely on your next action. You know, but if you want to, you know, you want to be sure, like this would be the action where you go, yes, I'm gonna really dominate on
okay.
that one.
Okay. Yep. All right. Yeah, because we can wipe out some guys.
Multiple
next
monsters
time.
To face. So
yeah.
Yep. All right. So we have the monster engagement turn.
So what does the monster engagement turn do?
Well, so for my orc boy who's on me, he doesn't do a whole lot, to be honest with you. His thing is he just advances. That is, he engages the active player. I am the active player, and he has already engaged with me. That's fine. He doesn't even have an inflict instruction. So inflict would be he attacks, rawr, and does his damage, but he doesn't even have an inflict. So the orc boy just advances on me, and he's still attached to me and annoying me.
So he's just a defensive lineman.
Basically, yeah. He's troublesome when I do my actions because I have to roll a die for him all the time.
And he deals 2 damage if he hits you.
Yeah. And his shtick is he can only exhaust after it activates. That is to say, right now it's activating, so it will exhaust. But I can't. I think, like Rob, you cannot exhaust this guy with your little exhaust and non-nemesis enemy thing.
But you can still attack him, right? When it's your turn.
When it's my turn, yep. Okay. So Orc Boy is activated and exhausts. Now, Brian would activate somebody engaged with him or in the shadows, but there are neither of those things, so you don't have to.
All right, Rat Swarm, it has an advance and inflict.
Okay, so it would engage the active player, which is you.
Okay.
That's its advance, and inflict is it does you its damage.
So 1 damage.
Okay, so you
take 1 damage. Both of them?
He's going to activate 1 this turn, and then we go around. But since that's the only other one left, it will just come around to.
So it goes around until all of them have activated.
Yep. Right. So
I need to have
which is why
damage.
My exhaust actually, thing means they don't activate.
You can flip one of those ones over and make it a 3 and just push the other one into the middle there somewhere.
Okay.
All right.
And then the gigantic spider has an inflict, an ensnare, and retreat.
Okay. So inflict is it does its damage to you.
So it's going to do 1 damage.
Okay. There you go.
And then it ensnares. If this enemy is in the shadows, exhaust 1 action, which it's not.
Okay.
And then it retreats.
Retreats to the shadow.
It goes into the shadows.
And we turn the card back over?
It does
or just
not go back
it
over. Now it's face up, because now we know what it is.
All right.
At this point, does Rob activate Gigantic Spider?
I bet he does. Oh, that's really
wouldn't it
annoying.
Exhaust because it activated?
Oh, that is. Yes, it exhausts because it activated. Thank you, Rob. That was very clever of you. Okay, so now all the monsters have activated and exhausted, so we...
Unexhaust
them all.
And what about King Stinky Pants over here?
He's still up in the nemesis zone, so he is not bothering us.
Okay.
So the next
we have to get to him yet.
Thing we do is the location phase. Ooh. So we would check the location to see if it has maxed out the number of exploration tokens. It has none because no one explored it, so we keep it there. Then the next thing is we do the locations shtick, which is at the end of the location phase, the party leader rolls 1 enemy die. On a slash mark, he becomes sickened. So here we go. Will a stinking fungus get me?
No.
All right. I am not sickened by the fungal patch.
Now, what does sickened mean?
Sickened is a condition.
Yay. Fantasy Flight with their condition cards.
Yes. Little teeny tiny condition cards. Sickened is during your action, apply -1 success. And then before your rest action, discard this condition. So you just have to rest and you get rid of it. That wouldn't have bothered me much at all.
So in our pile of cards up here, there are 2 other decks up here. There's a Skull and Crossbones.
Which has equipment in it.
And how do we get that?
Some locations, when you explore them, give you equipment. And then
the lantern is
the lantern is the dungeon card. So also when you explore, almost everybody's explore action says something like... Draw one dungeon card.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so these are the dungeon cards?
Those are the dungeon cards.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes they're stuff. Okay. Sometimes they're bad. Items in the dungeon deck just are for this quest only. Equipment sticks with us. And so if we were to do a follow-up quest, then you would have the equipment.
Okay, cool.
So I pass. Oh, we advance the peril. So we're now at peril step 2.
Uh oh. So now
which means
happens?
Nothing. But oh, okay. On peril step 3, Odious Grump joins the fight.
No, not Odious Grump.
Yep. Darn him. All right, Brian. There's the first player token for you.
Well, you got a pretty big gnarly guy there, and quite a few actions tapped. I think I will fan the flames and aid you.
Okay.
So I get 2 white dice.
Now, I will point out I'm going last this turn. Not that I mean, but I am going, so it wouldn't be terribly bad to give me something like that. But you might also, I don't know. Well, I guess go ahead and aid me. I'll take an aid. What the heck?
So successes are then successes. We get to bank.
I get to bank them. Yep.
Okay. 2.
Okay, successes and a crit. And 3.
So a crit is a, I'll lay a success token down there for that crit.
4.
Oh my gosh, another crit, so you get another success token.
5.
All right, so you have 5 successes and a shield. Nothing is on you, so you didn't have to roll. So I get 5 successes. I can only put 2 on any one thing. I'm going to go a little crazy. I'm going to put 1 success on my rest. I'm going to put 2 successes on my aid, which means I will pass those successes on to somebody else also. Mm. And I'm going to go ahead and put 2 successes on my explore.
Not going to go with fight?
Probably not. I think I'm going to go with explore.
Okay. Well, now you may suffer up to... No, hold on. Fan of Flames. The target hero may ready 1 action and may suffer 1 damage to claim 1 success and ready 1 additional action.
All right, I will do that. I will suffer 1 damage to claim 1 more success, which I will put on attack, and I will ready my attack, so I am now fully readied.
Yes.
And I have piles of success on me.
Yep.
Well played.
This is ridiculous.
Brian.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. If I already have 2 successes, I don't even need to roll a die. I can just apply those successes onto...
No, you do roll the die.
But I mean, it's equivalent of... I mean, they're automatics, right?
Because he only needs 2 more successes to kill the thing.
To kill the thing, yeah. But what if you engage this guy and pull... So you see...
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
So, or if you use those successes and you didn't apply them to explore.
Right.
But if you do... Like, yeah, you could just kind of go, yeah,
okay.
I'll take them, but...
Well, I will go ahead and attack. And I think I will go ahead and engage the orc boys.
Okay.
Glorious day, glorious day.
And for that matter, you could, spend the successes on the die rather than...
Right.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Save the ones you have.
2 monsters.
So 2 monsters, 2 white die.
So you slip up and take those orc boys' attention.
All right. Ooh. And I have 3 hits and 0 wounds from the bad guys.
Okay.
So...
1, 2, 3, and then the 2 successes on your card.
Yeah, so...
So you're going to get rid of both of them.
I can get rid of both of them, right?
Well, there's the armor.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yep.
2.
And the orc boys are 2 hit points plus 1 armor, so that's 3. So 3 go to death.
So they're all... I'm going to use these 2 successes on the rat swarm. Use these 3 on the orc boys.
Okay.
2 monsters slain.
Now
what happens?
These guys get discarded. Those success tokens go away. Their damage goes away. So the only creature still up is the gigantic spider.
Do I get something for killing monsters?
Nope.
No experience points, no like magical items, no...
You get the admiration of your fellow adventurers.
No additional marks to enter Valhalla.
You get a high five from way across the table.
Oh, man.
But here's the deal.
This game sucks.
So the gigantic spider is here in the shadows.
Uh-huh.
If we clear out the fungal patch now, then we move on to the next location, and that gigantic spider... because it's going to stay in the shadows, because that's what it does, it goes away. So it would stay here in the fungal patch, and we just move on.
Next thing is to let's get rid of the fungal patch.
Let's start exploring, yep.
Well, that was my plan either way. Explore. 2 dice. 2 successes.
2 successes.
All right.
So now, what do the shields do? Nothing?
Those protect you if a monster slashes you. Yep.
Draw and resolve 1 dungeon card.
All right. I will put the 2...
Locked Armory event. The inscriptions above the locked door make it clear there is likely a bevy of arms within. Sadly, you have no hope of finding a key. You'll have to improvise. You may exhaust 1 action to claim 1 gear card.
How many gear cards do you need?
If I exhaust this action,
you cannot exhaust that action.
Okay.
That's your
ready reset action.
I'll go ahead and do so. Exhaust the rest.
All right. Draw yourself a gear card.
Boop. Pendant. Medallion of Mor. You may deplete this card after your activation to choose a defeated hero. That hero recovers 3 health and is no longer defeated.
So if we if all 4 of us are defeated, we lose. So that's kind of a extra life for somebody.
Cool.
And defeated, of course.
Oh, that's nice.
Run out of hit points. Yeah, that's super good.
I may exhaust 1 non-nemesis enemy in the shadows.
All right. Awesome. So he won't even do anything. He won't ensnare anybody, nice. Which is what he would have done. All right.
Oh, okay.
So I am going to explore also.
I think I know what I'm doing next turn.
Yeah.
I do too. All right. So I'll roll my 2 hero dice for my exploration. I rolled 2 shields. That really stinks, but no Brian successes. Gave me these 2 successes from before, so I will use them both.
Yay.
So I will add 2 to this one. So we're now up to 4 exploration tokens.
Yay, halfway there.
Single patch, yep. And I will also draw and resolve 1 dungeon card. Flies of Nurgle. Flat, fat black flies swarm the air before you. As they land on your skin and clothes, a vile stench turns your stomach Gross. And makes your flesh crawl. You may become sickened to choose 1 hero. Each enemy engaged with that hero suffers 1 damage. Well, I am not going to become sickened, so because there's no point in that. That would help normally, but I will not. I'll take a pass on becoming sickened by the Nurgle flies.
No Nurgle flies.
And also for my explore action, I get to choose 1 hero. That hero claims 1 success. Brian, what's your explore action look like? Is it pretty good?
Nah, just 1 die. Draw and resolve 1 dungeon card. You may suffer up to 2 health to claim 1 success for each health suffered and ready all actions.
Okay, let's see. I'm going to give this to Steven then. I know you've got a really good explore.
I do.
Yeah. So I'm going to give you
a dwarf. We are very good at exploring dungeons.
Explorer, yeah. And that wraps up the hero phase.
Monster phase.
Monsters. The only monster in the game right now is already exhausted. Thanks, Rob.
I'm so tired.
Yay.
I'm so tired chasing explorers around.
He readies. And then we move on to the location phase.
Location
phase. We are 3 exploration tokens short, so that does not spin away. But at the end of the location phase, the party leader rolls 1 enemy die.
And a slash.
Oh no, it's a slash.
Sickened.
A slash, he becomes sickened. You apply -1 success on your next action. Sorry, dude. And
just his next action, though?
Yeah. Then.
So he can just heal himself.
When he rests, it goes away.
Yeah.
Right. So.
Oh no.
Peril phase. Now the green thing. Can you read that, Steven or Brian? Somebody?
The green thing says. A grinning goblin steps into view. DC's Grom's place. He waves a nasty, filth-smeared dagger at you. Zogoff, or I's gonna shank you with me shank. Oh, man.
Spawn odious Grump.
All right.
He's gonna shank us with his shank if we don't shank off.
Yep. The bad news is Odious Grump spawns to the active leader, or to the leader
player. Well.
So the squishy mage now has the nemesis on him.
Nemesis. Done. Yeah.
Okay. So that kind of stinks. So Odious Grump is there.
All right, but somebody can draw that away from him.
Yep, so Brian passed the...
Because I am last.
Yep.
Active hero token.
All right, so it is my turn. I think I'm going to explore. Explore, 2 white dice. Draw 1 dungeon card. Either resolve that card or exhaust an action to place it on the bottom of the dungeon deck.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's good.
His is really good.
2 successes and a crit.
Take a success.
Reroll the crit.
And reroll the crit.
And a shield.
All right.
4 successes?
4 successes will close that dungeon.
That will. Now, you can't have more than the number on there. So 7 is going to max out at 7.
Okay.
That matters for other locations. It doesn't mean anything.
So do I still get to keep a success then? Because we were only 3 away.
Yeah, you don't have to spend that success.
Yeah, okay.
I'm pretty sure you do not.
So okay.
We're going to at least, maybe I should look that up.
And I'll exhaust that.
That would be a good idea to look that up, wouldn't it?
Yeah, might be a good success.
Oh, but then I get to draw 1 dungeon card after that.
Mm-hmm.
No, that makes sense. I mean, I wouldn't have to spend it.
Well.
Uh-oh.
Oh. Before rolling dice when performing an action, the active hero can spend any number of successes from his chosen action card.
So you actually have to choose before you roll.
Yeah. All right. So, I don't know.
Okay.
Retroactively, if you want to say you only...
I was only going to do one anyway.
Okay. What the heck. We'll fudge that.
But upon shining my light into the dungeon, I find an elf cap fungus. You may discard this card after your activation to roll one hero die. You may discard this card after your activation to roll one hero die on a double crosshatch armor thing. Perform an additional action, otherwise suffer two damage.
Ooh.
See. Yeah, so. He can discard this card after an activation to roll a hero die on a success. He gets an additional action, otherwise he suffers two
damage.
Wounds, but he doesn't have to do anything with it at
right
all.
Right now?
Yeah, no, keep that.
Okay.
It's just an item.
Well, you can eat it now and see what happens.
I'm going to eat it magical. Before we leave this dungeon, I'm going to eat the magical mushroom.
I mean, there isn't a lot of threats right now, so yeah, you might wait.
You drew it here in the fungal patch. That's, yeah.
So can I secure my success now? Perform an additional action?
No.
But you have to roll and see if you get the...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you just get the one action, and you said you're going to...
But see, I still have a success.
Well, you're not doing that.
The success is for your explore action. Yeah. It's not for using the
item. You're going to roll for the...
Yeah, I'm going to roll for an additional action.
All right, let's see what you get.
I get a crit. Ooh.
It is not a success.
What? No?
Sorry.
No.
No. Nope.
You have to roll the actual success.
I have to roll that success.
Ew.
So you take two wounds.
And I take two wounds.
Split the one.
There you go.
So this is discarded, right?
You're up to six wounds.
I am six wounds. I've got 8 hit points left.
Cut in half, dude.
I am. Oh, I'm a dwarf.
You're
He's almost cutting the force.
All right, Rob, your turn.
Very nearly bloody.
Well, I guess I'm going to use Deadly Shot since everything else is exhausted. I may engage one enemy.
Okay.
You
may, but you don't have to.
Yeah, I'm going to choose not to.
Yeah.
Ranged attack.
Okay.
One die. During this attack action, if I defeat at least one enemy, recover one. So that guy's going to go away this turn, right?
Yeah, he's probably not going to do anything. He will.
He'll get a monster turn, right?
He's going to get a monster turn in which he will probably make one of us tap an action, or, I'm sorry, exhaust an action.
Mm.
So I will shoot...
Odious
Grunt. Odious.
Watch out, he'll shank you. No.
Instead, you rolled a shield.
Wow. Ready all of my actions.
Okay.
Which is good, because you're the leader next.
Is that...
Yeah.
Is that... Okay. All right. Well, there we go. All right.
So that was productive.
Well, you readied your stuff, so that's the thing. And I think it's usually like on our worst thing is the one that readies all of our stuff. I am going to use my Righteous Fury, since no one else did. I'm going to use my Righteous Fury to engage one enemy, specifically Odious Grum. Get over here!
Okay.
All right. And I roll two dice to attack. Before this action, I may exhaust another action to target one additional enemy and apply +1. I am going to go ahead and exhaust my aid action. I will not target an additional enemy, but I will apply +1 success.
You can use both successes.
I will use both successes against Odious Grump, and I will roll 2 hero dice. And I got 3 successes and a shield, so that's a total of 5 damage. But he has 1 damage reduction, so I actually do a total of 4 damage.
Did you need to roll an enemy die?
Oh, I did need to roll an enemy die. Thank you. I forgot about that.
Which is nice, because he does have 1 shield. And you miss.
Does nothing. Okay, so 4 damage on Odious Grump.
And what happens if we kill him? We win?
Well, no. When we kill him... Now, Odious Grump is a sensible guy. So if he runs out of... He gets enough wounds, he's actually going to retreat back into his nemesis lair and take a healing potion and appear later.
Ah.
But when we kill him, I believe it says on here somewhere right up there, after Odious Grump is defeated... he flees and the party tracks him, places enemy card in the nemesis lair, then add 4 progress tokens to the current location.
Mm. So
we don't want to actually kill him now.
No.
Because, well, we will on the next turn.
Yeah. So after a new location is up, then we kill him, and then killing him gives us 4 progress tokens on
Excellent.
The location. So.
Wow.
All right. So you were, let's see, Brian Celestial.
Brian's turn.
Yep. So I pretty much only got rest and explore available to me.
Well, Explorer's not going to do anything.
That stinks. What does your rest do?
Basically, it'll get rid of the sickened, and that's the only thing it's going to do right now.
Okay, and Burning Sight, your Explorer will actually allow you to unexhaust your other
items. Yeah, and I can draw and resolve one dungeon card, and that's about it. I can suffer up to 2 damage to claim 1 success for each damage suffered, but that's only to the Explorer action, isn't it? And we're already capped. And ready all actions.
So what do you want to do?
Get rid of your sickness, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
And ready all your actions.
You can't do both. He's got to pick.
I got to pick.
Get rid of the sickness so you don't end up with a negative dungeon effect when...
I suppose.
Yeah, when you dungeon.
Yeah.
Because that'll be your luck as a... You go to the explore action, you draw your dungeon card, and it's a bad one.
Do you need to roll for that? I mean, I guess there's nothing to... There's nothing to... Oh,
yep.
Yeah, so there's nothing. You have no damage to heal with your rest action.
I heal 2 damage.
Well,
and if my remaining health was 4 or less before this action, I would apply +2 success.
But it's not, so there you go.
Yes.
All right, well done, I guess.
Hooray, and that's the end of our turn. That monster turn.
So Odious, Steven is the lead player, so you activate a monster. The giant spider.
Oh, no, I get a slash.
Well, hang on. No, don't roll for the monster. So the monster's first thing is inflict, but he is not engaged, and I'm pretty sure that you have to be engaged in order to
inflict.
Doesn't
he engage it?
No.
No?
Nope. When an enemy's inflict effect is resolved, the hero with which that enemy is engaged suffers a number of wounds equal to that enemy's attack value. Oh, if the enemy is not engaged with the hero, the active hero suffers the wound. So,
all right.
You
I suffer
do
a wound.
Take a wound, yes.
One or one?
It just only deals 1. So there you go.
7 damage.
You are now bloodied.
I'm bloodied.
Ensnare. If this enemy is in the shadows, and he is, exhaust 1 action. Exhaust 1 action, lead player.
Does it have to be lead player?
Yes, the active player right now.
Oh, so that means I have to.
You have to exhaust that one.
Gosh dang it. That's the one I was going to use next.
Yeah, that's rough.
Boo.
Boo indeed.
And then what?
And then he retreats back into the shadows, but he's already in the shadows, so it doesn't matter. All right. Then Rob has no...
Does Odious get a go?
Odious does when it comes around to me. So now it's at me. And Odious Grump first inflicts by doing 2 damage to me. I take 2 damage. I have 5
so you're
damage now.
Bloodied.
Not yet. I have 5 out of 13. Then Prey. This enemy engages the hero with the most wounds.
That's me.
That is you. Yep. So Odious Grump goes over to you, sir.
And does he attack me or not?
Nope.
Exhausts, correct.
He exhausts, but now he unexhausts because they're done. Nope.
That's all the monsters.
Yep.
Dungeon turn.
Okay, so the location has all the progress tokens on it that it can take, so the location has been fully explored.
Hooray for us.
Yes. And we draw a new location. It is a throng of webs.
Ooh.
Thick webs choke the area, threatening to ensnare any interlopers as easily as the flies, rats, goblins, and horses these spiders seem to feed upon. At the end of the location phase, the party leader exhausts 1 action. So the gigantic spider stays back there in the fungal patch, so it is discarded. Now we generate
advance our
1. No, we do not. You're still the active player, I'm
sad
to say.
But it doesn't have any to exist.
Yeah. Well, so first, we spawn 1 monster.
Yay.
It goes to you.
A giant bat creature.
Oh, nice.
While in the shadows, this enemy cannot suffer damage. When the party travels, the enemy is not discarded. So I take it then when we go to the next dungeon,
he'd
it's
still come
there.
With us.
If it's in the shadows, it would fly along behind us. Following.
Spooky giant bat.
Yeah. Now, in the throng of webs, hidden among those webs, there are
3
monsters in the shadows.
No. And we have to get 7 dungeon explorer things, too.
So we have to deal with Odious Grump and a giant bat and 3 monsters in the shadows.
Okay.
Now, we do the peril, which means just advance the peril. There's nothing special with
nothing
the peril
happens
going
this
on
time.
Now.
Okay.
Do we lose when it gets to the end? Or
No.
Okay.
Nope. And Rob
only ends when we die.
Gets the progress or the leader token.
Woo.
And Rob, you do in fact lead us now.
What do your elf eye see?
A bat.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do.
Or if you could attack Odious, that would be better, huh? Or not?
Be actually pretty good right now.
Yeah,
if you can attack for 3.
I can't.
Okay.
My attack action only gives me one die.
Okay.
Boo. I'm going to use aid, though, on the dwarf.
Okay.
Try to pump up his heal rest.
Let him do what he wants.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a crit.
There's one success for the crit.
We are very good at helping each other. What kind of adventure group is this?
Two more successes. So a total of three successes.
And Steven decides.
You get three successes to put wherever you want. The target hero may ready one action.
Ooh. Well, I'm going to bring back Mary.
I may choose one enemy engaged with the target hero. That enemy suffers one wound.
Oh, nice.
Awesome.
Oh, so
which
you
is why I was looking at the bat.
Well, no, Odious Grump has a reduction.
Yeah, so.
Oh.
I mean, you could kill the bat, or you could slip one past Odious Grump's reduction, which would be pretty sweet. So.
All right.
That's me.
All right. Well done.
Besides, the bat's going to retreat then inflict anyway.
Take it you're going to rest?
I have to rest. That's the only thing I have left. I may exhaust one non-nemesis enemy engaged with you, but there is none. I roll a rest action. I will spend my success, by the way. And I got a shield, which kind of stinks.
So I only spent
my
one.
Success, so I heal one wound. I'm down to four wounds. And I choose one hero. That hero becomes empowered, so I'm going to...
What is empowered?
Empowered is this. This hero does not exhaust the next action card that he uses. During that action, he applies plus one success and plus one shield. After that action, discard this condition.
Wow.
So I'm kind of thinking, Steven...
I could totally fully heal up.
Probably use that.
I could almost fully heal up.
Make you empowered. And I ready all my actions.
And he's going to need that shield, so yeah.
Yep. All right. Ryan.
All right. I'm down to my explore. So I will roll explore. No monsters on me. So
success.
All right.
I draw and resolve one dungeon card.
Nope.
Dungeon. Ill fortune, of course. Reynold's lucky coin has two faces, they say. Today's your luck is bad. Either discard two successes or suffer two wounds. I'll take the wounds.
All right.
Oh, no. Not our squishy mage.
Oops. I come back pretty easily.
I can heal him if he dies.
Okay.
And that's pretty much all there is to that.
And then reset, huh?
I may suffer up to two damage to claim one success for each damage suffered.
Yes.
Sure.
Just flip it over.
Right.
So you're going to take two successes? All right.
Did I not just go there? Or?
Oh, no. I think that's two success tokens that you can now put on an action.
Okay.
That's even
better. And his Bright Wizard thing is he can pull damage onto himself to... boost his abilities. So
yeah,
but he is so squishy.
Yeah, I get plus two to heal if I'm below four when I rest.
No, that's nice.
We want to be blasting things, huh?
Probably eventually. I will
fireball.
You'll use those on your fireball eventually at some point. So they're not going to go waste.
All right. So my stubborn resolve says you may exhaust one non-nemesis enemy engaged with you. Do I want to do that to this giant bat?
Yeah.
Couldn't hurt.
Okay.
That means it won't attack you.
You'll be exhausted. Rest. Two white die during this action. Apply plus two shields, plus two heals. But I can go ahead and spend these two successes now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And heal two.
You'll heal them all after at the same time.
Yeah. Just heal them all at
now,
the same
roll
time.
Roll one black die for Odious Grump. You do not roll for the exhausted bat, though.
Okay.
What's the empowered give you?
Do not exhaust the next action card you use. During that action, apply plus one hit, or plus one a success, and plus one shield.
Okay.
After the action, discard this thing. So.
So he's got...
All right.
Wow.
Nice. I got no hits. I've got three successes.
Four.
Four successes.
Five, six.
Six successes. So I am...
You have one damage.
One damage?
Yeah, I have
seven.
Six.
Oh, seven. All right. I'm almost fully healed.
And you don't get hit at all.
And I don't get hit, and I don't
exhaust the rest.
Exhaust that thing, and mm-hmm. this goes back to...
And the success tokens go
back. And the success tokens go back. Of course they do, Brad.
So I want to fan his flames, maybe.
All right.
Monster turn?
It is now the monster turn.
So that means I have to engage one of the shadows ones. Or not engage, but must. Activate.
Yeah, activate a shadow one. So pick one.
Pick one. And it is...
Three card.
Goblin Warrior. Inflict. Does that hit me? Or no, it only hits
yes,
the person.
Yes, it hits you because you're the active player, even though it's not engaged with you.
And pray, this enemy engages the hero with the most wounds.
That is me now.
Oh, sorry, Brad.
But he is exhausted, so that's fine. Well,
it's you or Brian, but...
Yeah.
No, he... Oh, never mind. Sorry, I was looking at the monster. Yeah,
it's going to be me. Yes, I'm going on. To activate this goblin warrior who inflicts. He does one damage to me.
And then definitely goes
and
to you.
And prays also. So I now have two goblin warriors on
me. But they're both exhausted.
And they're both exhausted. Brian.
All right. I have to activate this last one. And it is a night goblin archer. So first thing he does is retreat, but he's already in the shadows. Okay. Inflict one to you. And then inflict again, so another one.
All right, well, I guess flip that one to a three. And you have a total of six. You're down to four health, buddy.
Okay, I might be resting this time.
That might be a good idea.
If you so get bonus for it. This guy stays where he's at?
Yep, he stays up in the shadows. Okay. Steven.
You activate Odious.
I'm going to activate Odious.
So he does inflict.
He does inflict two damage.
So just flip that over. And then pray.
Pray. The enemy engages the hero with the most six. Damage.
Yep.
Ooh.
Ugh. That is an ill indeed.
We'll see. You can't kill me.
All right. And then dungeon turn.
So we check the throng of webs on the unexhaust all the monsters.
Unexhaust all the monsters.
The throng of webs isn't even close to being fully explored, but at the end of the location phase, the party leader exhausts one action. So you get tangled in a web and lose one of your actions. Oh, which one is it going to be?
Spider webs, Rob. Oh, get them off. They're ooh. Creepy. Ah.
All right. Which one did you do?
Rest.
Your rest action? Okay. Yeah, because you're fine.
It lets me deal with things that are engaged with me.
Ah, there you go. Nothing wants you, Rob. Yeah. All right, Steven or Brian, there we go. Advance the peril.
Ooh, next time, more stuff.
Next time, Odious comes back, I think.
Well, he's not dead
spot
yet.
Spawn Odious Grump, a Fardian play, recovers all health regardless.
No!
He activates and readies, so we really want to try to get rid of him.
Yeah, we want to dump him on this round.
Oh, no!
Yeah.
I won't be able to.
Well.
Should I try to blast him?
Yeah, but you were going to heal.
Someone can let me unexhaust my aid.
Let's see what we got
here. I could do that, too.
So Brad is the leader this time.
I will aid whoever has Odious, and...
If I could get my attack back...
Now, here's the thing, by the way. You'll notice there are three enemy dice. You can have three enemies engaged with you at any one time. If you have three enemies engaged, and another enemy is supposed to engage with you, you take the damage that enemy inflicts.
Oh. And does he just stay wherever he's at?
And he just stays wherever he's at, yeah. So that kind of stinks. I mean, that can get pretty ugly if you've got a pile of enemies on you. Oh, boy.
What's your aid do?
Oh, I know what I can do.
My aid allows a target hero to ready one action.
Ew.
And the target hero, you and the target hero each recover one hit. But you,
Well, if you do he can just kill
draw
the guy
him,
like
I can
that.
Draw him away. I can draw Odious away, but...
Yeah, Odious can't kill him. He's probably just going to rest on his turn to heal as much as possible.
Right.
And then I can kill Odious on my turn if you...
Activate his aid.
Let me pull that off.
Okay, let's do that then. All right, so I'm going to aid Rob. And I will roll two aid dice. And
are you going to use any of the successes?
I will use both of my successes. Woo! So I'm basically just going to pass those on to you. And the goblin warriors each will roll an enemy die for me, against me. Here we go. I take two slashes, but I have one shield.
So
one goblin warrior does one damage to me, and I block the other one. So I'll flip this, and I have six damage on me. And I got one other success. So, Rob, you have three success tokens coming your way. Do what you will with those. and you get to ready one action, and you and I each heal one wound.
So oh, I you needed that.
Back to
I'm going
to
spread them out.
All right.
One on aid, one on explore, and one on attack.
Okay. Right.
And that is it, Brian.
All right.
Heal turn. Thyself.
Yes.
Bright so wizard, only heal roll thyself. One black die.
Right.
So I'm going to use Smoldering Wrath, which I may exhaust one non-nemesis enemy engaged with you, but the nemesis is the only thing on me. So rest, two white dice. But if your remaining health was four or less before this action, apply plus two damage, or plus two successes.
Nice.
So you get two successes.
Yep. And I block the attack, so three
you block,
heals.
You block one of the damage.
The damage
from
the attack.
Okay.
So basically, so you block two with the two, so you're going to heal two.
Yep.
So bloop. And okay, I'm now at six health.
All right. I'm going to use a shield wall. Aid, one die. Before this action, you may engage one enemy engaged with the target hero. So I could take... Oh, I could take one from you, but I can't take his guy away.
Well, if you aid him, you can take his... Whoever you aid, you get to take...
Oh, okay.
You get to take a guy from.
I'm going to aid Brian.
All right.
So I can take your guy away, just so he's not
now,
Odious, bothering you.
Odious is going to roll a combat die.
That's fine.
Though.
Why?
Because he's now engaged with...
Oh,
Steven.
Right.
The target hero may ready one action. So you may ready one action, Brian. And then I can ready all of my actions. So I'm going to roll one and then two black die. For,
you don't have anything on there that rolls die?
Oh. Yeah, aid.
Aid.
One white
before
die.
Before this action. Okay. Okay, yeah, I missed that.
But I don't know what happens on a success. I guess I'm just rolling the
you
block.
Give him a success.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You give him whatever success
well,
you
well, there's a success.
Yay! And you
and
didn't take
I
any
didn't,
damage.
Didn't take any damage. Lucky me.
Right.
And then I can ready all of my things. And my turn is done.
Yay.
All right, Rob, your turn. Let's get rid of Odious okay. Crump, because next time around, he does some bad things. He heals all the way up.
Well, or he comes back healed all the way up, so...
Oh, so he's coming back no matter what.
Yeah, but this way we'll get the four exploration tokens
yeah.
on right. the Throne of West.
I'm going
nice.
To use Shadow Watch, which is my aid action, on Steven. I'll go ahead and throw the success up there. So
a crit and a success.
And two more successes.
One more.
One more
success. That was a shield.
This was the one that I used. This is the one I critted. So I need one more.
Oh,
four total.
I see. One for the... Gotcha. Yeah. No.
I had one.
Yes.
I got a... That's the one. I got
yes.
a crit.
Yes.
And there's two more.
Two more. Not one more. Oh, you've got two more. There you go.
Yes. I know what I'm doing.
Did I say no? I meant yes.
All yes. right. I'm going to spread these out on each one of my cards.
You may ready one action.
Yeah,
they're already ready. You may choose one enemy engaged with the target hero. That enemy suffers one wound.
Ah, let's get rid of, what's his face?
Odious Grump.
Odious Grump is gone.
So we add
four,
three, and one. So we're now up to five.
Excellent.
There. Okay. And now it is the monster turn. So I activate my goblin warrior. He inflicts 1 point of damage on me.
Ouch.
So I am up to six. And then he preys on the person who has the most damage, which I think is me.
You.
Okay. Yep. Steven. We skip Brian what? Has nothing. In, oh, Brian, you actually engaged
to, yeah.
Knight Goblin Archer.
So he retreats to the shadows, which he's already at, inflicts one damage.
And then inflicts another damage.
Another one
so
damage.
Just flip your...
Okay.
Yeah, Brian, back
down
to four.
Wow. Well, good thing your heal is ready to go
so
again.
So does that mean I have to engage him now, too?
Nope.
You engage
him. Oh, I get to engage my bat. He does a retreat. While in the shadows, he cannot take any damage.
No.
And what else? And he follows us to the next dungeon.
Yeah, and inflict.
Inflict one
damage.
So you take one.
One damage.
All right, and I activate my goblin warrior. So he inflicts one damage on me. I've now taken seven damage. I am more than
time
bloody
to heal.
Now. Yeah, no
and
kidding.
He preys on you.
And he preys on me by sticking around because he likes me a lot.
And what is your class?
I am the warrior priest.
Mm.
The healer?
I'm the healer.
Priest needs food badly.
Indeed. Wow.
Okay. So does wizard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So these guys on exhaust.
Those guys.
Everybody on exhaust.
And you're going to take dungeon turn.
Location.
Right. So we do not have, we have 5 of the 7 progress tokens we need. At the end of the location phase, the party leader exhausts 1 action.
No. Well,
that's actually, that's fine. I'm going to exhaust my attack action. Mm. Actually, I'm going to exhaust my explore action. That's no big deal. And.
Oh, I can get those guys off of you.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to rest and get my exhausted action back anyway.
And probably do both.
The peril. What does the blue peril say?
Blue peril says, back. I warned yer. Grump leaps from the darkness, his blade flashing. Ain't nothing here for ye. Spawn Odious Grump. If he already is in play, he recovers all damage. Regardless, he activates and readies. And because you're the leader.
Yep.
He activates. Okay.
He activates and readies?
Yes. Yep. What it said.
Oh, no.
So, yes, you take another 2 damage.
I take another 2 damage at 9. And he prays, and so he's on me. I am in such a pit here. Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Yep.
I need to heal.
Somebody
heal
needs to you. Pull these guys off of me.
I will pull 2 of them off of you.
Okay. Right. I will, I guess, rest again.
Good idea.
And give me 2 white die. So, 3 successes.
All right. So, you heal 3 wounds. Or 1 success, you heal 3 wounds of that.
Yep.
Success.
Yeah. Because I'm below 4. And that'll be it.
All right. I will attack. You may gauge up to 2 enemies. So, I'll pull off Odious and 1 of the other guys.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. And I'm going to use 2 of my successes here. And I'm going to attack and attack. Before the action, you may target up to 2 enemies. Okay.
2 black dice?
I got 2 black dice. 2 white dice.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I got a miss, a shield, a hit, and a...
Nemesis.
So, put a hit on the goblin, I guess. No, I guess he got successes, so...
All right, so success here, success here.
Mm. Well, if you're going to do that,
I dump all 3 of them on Odious.
Yeah. Okay.
Or so 2 of them on Odious. And
2 of them
on
onto Odious. So Odious is going to take 2 damage.
All right. And we also have to activate the Nemesis thing. I'm not going to volunteer to take the Odious.
I can take him.
Yeah.
Or Rob could take him too. But
we distribute 2?
Yep.
We distribute 2. Yeah.
Okay. So Odious.
Yeah, I'll totally take 1.
And I will exhaust my attack. And I'm done.
Okay, so should I attack something?
Maybe.
I mean, I've got an automatic success.
Mm-hmm.
And I could pull the goblin away.
Yeah, pull the goblin away. Do you have something that can heal or aid?
If I defeat at least 1 enemy, I recover 1.
Oh.
Okay.
But I don't know if I'd not guaranteed to defeat an enemy. Or I can explore and get exhaust that.
Hmm.
Which I think is the slightly more dangerous
probably.
One.
Probably. Yeah, exhaust that one.
Right.
Because because one of us is going to have to take him on.
Here's the thing. If you explore and nobody has 3 enemies on them right now.
No.
Right? Okay.
Nope.
If you explore and then we trigger a new location, and then a bunch of new monsters are going to spawn. And we haven't dealt with
coming with
these
us.
And the bats coming with us. We haven't dealt with all these monsters. I'm not saying it's a bad idea. I'm just saying we could get piled on pretty hard.
I think we're about to get piled on pretty hard anyway.
Yeah, I'm not saying don't do it. I'm just.
Do you have an attack then, Ron?
Yeah.
Well, then attack and kill somebody.
All right.
Can you engage and draw one from Brad?
Yeah.
And then kill him?
I can engage. I doubt I can kill it because I only have 1 die.
Yeah, but
die.
Just pull him off Brad since Brad is the most damaged.
Wait, are you doing your attack?
Your
attack is ranged, so you don't even need to pull it off him. You can just
shoot at it.
Right, I may engage 1 enemy so as I can pull it off of you, though.
Yeah,
I can. I mean,
you can if you want. He's going to end up preying on me eventually anyway.
True.
So...
Unless you heal yourself on the next round.
I'll heal myself a little bit on the next round. I mean, yeah. You can't aid.
Well, unless you can hit him for 2.
No.
What's your range do?
One die.
So
I might get a two. I mean, I've got a guaranteed damage.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you might actually kill him.
Yeah.
It'd be worth it. I would leave him on me. Leave him on me.
Okay. All right. Brad's going to die, and we're going to be left
with I'll heal Brad.
Yeah, we got a magic heal. Oh, that's right.
We got to respawn.
Yep, I'll use the success, and... Hey, kill him.
There you go.
Dead.
Range attack. During this action, if it feed at least one enemy, recover a health.
Nice. Well done.
Ready all my actions.
Ah.
Yeah, that's my ready. That's why it's so pitiful.
Very good. Okay, I am going to do some battle prayers and rest. I may exhaust one non-nemesis enemy engaged with you. Well, so he's not here anymore. I will rest. I will roll one white die. Hey. I have one success. That was sad.
Hey, one's better than none.
That's right. That's a thing. And I choose one hero. That hero becomes empowered.
Choose yourself.
I think I'm going to choose myself. Sorry to be snarky about that.
Nope, that's okay.
And I ready all my actions. So there you go.
Do you have to choose which power? Or no, it's just whatever power they...
The next action he takes is a power.
Next time. Action I take.
All right.
All right.
All right. Monster turn.
Location.
Oh, location.
So we still have not fully explored the throng of webs, so it stays there.
Monsters went before location.
Oh, that's what we've been doing. That's right. That's right. Yeah.
All right. So let's see.
Ryan starts.
All right. So I got to choose one of these.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Retreat and a
flick. Take the bat.
Okay. Because, it's only one damage. I will take the bat and take one damage.
Yep. Retreat and inflict. Here you go.
All right.
And Steven,
it's back. My turn. Let's see. Goblin Warrior will inflict one damage. And
you do them one at a time.
Yeah. So he's going to inflict one damage.
Inflict and then pray.
And then he's going to pray.
Bring him on.
Oh, so he goes over to you?
Yep.
Okay. So I inflict one damage.
All right. Here you go. Oh.
And then do we save Odious Crump?
Yeah, yes. You go around again. Okay. So Rob now.
This guy, retreat, inflict.
So you take two damage.
This is the most damage I've had on me.
My guy is already exhausted.
So now we go to Odious.
Odious Grump's turn inflicts two damage and then prays on the hero.
Flip
with
the two. Yeah, flip one of them.
With the most.
Which
is now me.
Well, yeah.
I've got.
Six, seven, eight. That's how much damage I have.
You two are tied.
So. You're tied.
All right.
He's just staying.
He's got one more hit point than you do.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
And so then dungeon turn, room turn.
Do all the things. Yeah, location does not have all the progress tokens, so it still exists.
This doesn't move yet, Brian.
At the end of the location phase, the party leader exhausts one action. You're stuck in a web. What are you going to exhaust?
Crud.
Yeah.
I guess we need to get some healing out here, so I'll try to aid people.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm going to be the last to go.
I should probably aid your healing. Although your healing is your healing down?
Yeah, he healed last turn.
Okay. All right. Well, I might aid you anyway because you would ready the action.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll see what happens. We'll see where
we're at. We're going to advance the Doom token. Nothing happens and I become Ready Player One.
Yep.
I am going to do Stubborn Resolve. You may exhaust one non-enemy engaged with you. I don't have any of that. I will spend one of my successes, and then I will rest during this action. Apply plus two shields. I don't know what that means.
Oh, and roll for Odious Grump.
Oh, Nemesis. Whoops.
Ooh.
And then these are successes, right?
Two successes, yeah.
So I'll heal four.
I'll take both of them.
Did you have some success tokens you spent?
And I also have a success token.
So you heal one for every success you have.
Oh, okay.
So
three.
So I heal for three.
All right. And then we've got I took the two. Okay. Rob took the two from Odious Grump. Very kind.
All right.
Yeah, I think I still have the most hit points right now.
Yeah.
That is exhausted, and I'm done.
He now has more hit points than I do. we don't want to explore yet, right?
I don't know. And I don't know.
Try to lure one of those monsters out of the dark and kill it.
If we could kill another guy, that would probably be a good thing.
Actually, I'm just going to rest. I may exhaust one non-nemesis enemy engaged with me. Never mind.
Yeah, it's not engaged with someone else, unfortunately.
Explore lets me exhaust one of those guys.
Mm. Okay. Well, maybe you do that.
But only one of them comes with us in the next dungeon.
I'm probably going to aid Brian. Mm. That's probably going to be my thing.
So which monsters come with us when we go into the next room?
Just the bat and anything that's engaged with.
Yeah. Okay. So that's not such a big deal.
So the Night Goblin Archer will probably stay here.
So no one's going to explore this round then?
I don't plan to, unless you guys really talk me into it. I mean, I guess I could, but it doesn't seem like the best.
Good.
Given that I'm down to what?
But that thing's going to go after whoever's got the most wounds.
Yeah.
I can do my shield wall next time, and it'll help somebody who wants to.
Well, I'm trying to figure out, because I can send enemies back into the shadows if they're engaged with me.
Hmm.
But since he will come out of the shadows,
I'm going to get one shield anyway, automatically. So even if I roll a strike from this guy, I'm going to get to block it.
Okay.
Because I'm empowered.
Nice.
So don't worry about that guy on me.
Okay.
Killed a bat.
Killed a bat.
What's the thing that allows you to automatically strike somebody who has
my aid?
Your aid.
Yep. Target hero or aid to target hero may ready in action. I may choose one enemy, engage with the target hero. That enemy suffers one. But you two are the only ones that.
I was thinking if you could.
But he's got one armor. Odious Grump has one armor.
Yeah,
so
this is
it slips under his armor.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking would be a good idea. Do you allow the hero to ready in action?
Yeah.
Then I could do an attack
on the next round.
On the next round.
Last of the next round.
Mm-hmm. Or I could heal myself.
I don't know, man.
I say give him a hit. But let me guess, he's going to come back again.
In two turns?
Yeah, I mean, he's going to come back totally healed in two turns anyway.
And then does it just start over? Or?
So if we kill him, all we get is a bunch of explore tokens, right?
Right.
Right. Which would be enough to complete the...
I could probably just do that with exploring rather than trying to kill him. Like, we could explore to get on and then kill him later to get the explore.
Yeah, but
tokens.
As soon as we do explore,
there's a bunch more monsters coming out.
He activates and readies twice on red.
Oh.
Oh.
Doesn't matter. He's coming out regardless.
Does he do that only if he's out or?
No. Regardless.
Okay. So, yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, so we really need to fortify ourselves here, I think.
Yeah. So let's kill some monsters, lower monsters. Don't worry about this guy. Yeah. Kill the lower monsters. Then we can worry about closing up the room. And then we can worry about Odious Grump whenever he does whatever he does. Yeah, that makes sense. Let's kill all the monsters that we can kill. Heal ourselves in the next round. Close the room.
Oh.
And then he'll come out in the last round and be ever-present until we get rid of him.
Okay. Sounds good.
Right? Because then when it finally is in red, does that mean he always stays out?
No, I think then he's dead. I don't know. What does it say in the top section there?
After Odious Grump is defeated, he flees and party tracks him, places enemy card in the nemesis lair, then add 4 progress tokens to the current location.
And then in the red section...
Victory...
Yeah, it says, Spawnity's Grump, he is already in play. He recovers all damage. Regardless, he activates and readies. He then activates and readies again.
Okay, so he doesn't respawn. There will be no respawning, and we don't... If
we defeat him in the red, there's no respawn.
Right. The way the game ends is we have got to defeat...
We've got to
explore his lair.
He's not the final boss. He's just...
I think if it, just because the peril maxes out doesn't create...
During the location phase of Grump's sump is fully explored, resolve reward on the back of this sheet, so...
Yeah.
So we still have to go and find his.
Yeah, we still have to fully explore this hovel.
Yeah.
All right, I'm actually going to aid Brad.
Oh, thank you.
All okay.
Right.
Success and a crit.
Crit.
All right.
And another crit.
Wow.
Those are the ones you used last time, right?
Mm-hmm. And a success.
Two more successes. Right. So here's four successes for you.
Take four successes. Thank you very much.
We could use that.
Then I deal one damage to the thing that's engaged with you.
All right.
And you may ready an action, but all of your actions are readied.
They are readied. I'm going to put two successes on aid, which I'm about to use, and I'll just be able to pass those on to Brian. I think I'm going to go ahead and... I'm going to go ahead and put for my rest action the other two successes because I'm getting kind of sketchy here. All right. I'm empowered, so I get automatically one success and one shield. And I'm going to aid. So I roll one enemy die for the Goblin Warrior, two dice for my hero action aid.
You're going to spend those successes.
I'm going to spend both of these successes. I do not exhaust the card when I do this, by the way, which is nice because I'm empowered. All right, so I have two shields and one swipe from the goblin. I block that, plus one more success, and I get one success from being empowered and a shield. So I have a total of four successes that I hand over to Brian. You may ready one action. And we each heal one wound.
Only one? Man, that seems like a...
Yeah, well...
For all that awesome that you did, Brad, it just seems rather... But you don't exhaust that.
I don't exhaust it, thank you.
But you have to get rid of your empowered card.
I do. But I just handed a pile of successes.
Yeah, but I mean, you should have healed more.
Well, that wasn't even my healed action. Heal.
I know.
That wasn't even my healed action.
Oh, okay.
Should I heal or nuke some guys?
Heal.
Okay.
Because you're down to six. Nuke.
Yeah, so I can take a bit more hit. And
right, his heal works better if he's lower.
All right, go ahead.
Yep.
Kill some dudes.
I may engage one enemy. Probably don't want to, though. Well, I can draw the bat out so he can actually be hurt.
Or you could
get to attack more than one enemy?
I'm thinking...
I can if I take 1 point of damage.
What if you fireball Odious Grump? You roll one die or two?
Two die.
Two dice. That's... Plus, you give two successes automatically piled on there. And what's it going to take to kill him? We've got to
get five successes.
Yeah.
So, not likely.
I don't know. Probably not likely to kill him.
Yeah.
Right. However, you could engage the bat and hit both of them.
Yeah. Well, I was actually kind of thinking about shooting the goblin.
Well, actually, also ranged attack. You don't need to engage the bat.
Yes, he does.
And if I want to hurt the bat,
be damaged in the shadows.
That's right.
That's kind of why I'm wanting to pull him out.
Yeah.
You can engage too. Can you not hit Brad's other guy and take him out? Or does he have a armor?
I can. So.
Yeah, get rid of two of them if you can.
Well, which two? I mean, that guy hits twice.
You can engage one enemy.
Yep. Ranged attack before action. I may suffer one damage to target one additional enemy. I mean, he's going to be just one hit, so I can kill the bat no matter what.
Okay, but I see what you're saying.
Actually, with the two successes, you'd kill both of them no matter what.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you don't even...
I would... Yeah, go with the one that does the two damage then.
Yep.
So,
that's a good point.
Yeah, take the Night Goblin Archer out. That seems like the thing to do. Yeah.
Do I...
All right. So you engage the bat, suffer a wound... Right?
Yeah.
So you can engage
two enemies.
Or target two enemies, rather.
Yep.
So two successes.
But I take a damage. Just one.
But you kill both of them.
Yeah. Yep.
So you're at six damage? Just keep the extra one over there, Brian.
All right.
I'm at four life.
Which means your heal's really good.
Yes.
Nice.
And I spent those.
All right.
Okay, monster turn.
starting with you, Steven.
I've got Odious Grump, so I don't do anything this time.
He
attacks
you. He inflicts two damage.
Yep.
Okay.
And then Prey, he can
get either of you. And then he goes with the Permis with the most damage, and that's me. I got 7.
Okay. He's going to stick with you, I guess, then. All right. I will... Rob has nothing on him, and there's nobody in the shadows, so I will activate the Goblin Warrior. He inflicts 1 damage on me. Ouch. I have now taken 8 damage. I'm down to 5. And he preys on me, of course, being the weakest of the pile.
And that's all the monsters.
Those are the monsters.
Yay. Dungeon time.
Location does blah, blah, blah. No, we've not fully explored it. Steven, though, gets caught in a web.
No, get it off.
So you have to.
So I have to take 1 more damage?
No, you exhaust one of your
last action.
You exhaust this action.
Okay. Lost my Into the Dark.
Okay. So you're going to heal.
Yep. That's fine.
Or I guess one of us
could aid, but not me.
Brad could aid you.
All right. Start of the new round with Rob as our leader.
All right. Advance the peril.
Advance the peril.
So we're in the next to last space. Next space.
So this is a good time for all of us to heal.
This is the heal phase.
It's in probably somebody should explore at this point.
No.
Okay.
Why?
I guess.
Because that's just going to bring out more monsters if we're all trying to heal.
No, that's true.
Everybody heals this round. Then the next round.
Because he's going to inflict twice. Or he's going to engage twice.
Okay.
Oh, since he doesn't.
And he's going to reset, so it doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
Trying to add other damage.
Yeah, he's only got 2 damage on him. I see what you're saying.
And he's coming back next round anyway.
Yep. Boy, he's going to pile on whoever he's engaged with.
That's why I said this has to be heal round.
Yeah. He doesn't have prey, does he?
He does.
Oh. Oh. Yep. I'm going to heal. All right. Ooh. Well, I've got 2 bonuses on my heal anyway, so I'm good.
I'm going to shoot your dude.
All right. Please do shoot my dude. Roll 1 hero die.
Yay, double success. Yay. He's out.
Goblin Warrior is deaded.
And I heal.
All right. Oh, you get to heal 1 for that?
During this action, if I defeat at least 1 enemy, recover 1.
Oh, good for you. Very well done. All right, I am going to perform, as usual, some more battle prayers. I may exhaust 1 non-nemesis enemy engaged with you. I don't have 1 because Rob just killed him. I will rest and roll 1 hero die to do that resting, but I'm going to spend these 2 success tokens because that's how I do it. And I got another success, so I heal 3 wounds. That's good, so I'm down to 5 wounds and 8 health. And I choose 1 hero. That hero becomes empowered, and I ready all my actions. Who do I want to empower? Who's going to need?
I'm going to need the healing.
What's Shield Wall do?
It just gives me aid to somebody else.
Yeah.
Oh, that stinks.
So if I had an empowered, I could not exhaust my Stubborn Resolve.
Well, your Stubborn Resolve is already.
I know, but.
It's the empower is going to go on your shield wall. Empower
is going to go away because you're going to use it for your shield wall, but you might as well have an extra.
What? I can use it for whatever I want, right?
You use it on your next action.
You must use it on your next
action. Oh, you must use it on your next action?
Yep. Yep.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it depends. Maybe.
Yeah, give it to somebody else then.
I say give it to
Brian. Doesn't he have.
What's Brian's next action going to be, do you think?
Probably.
Heal.
Probably heal. So he could use.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Brian now has an empowered.
So now I'm empowered.
You are.
And
good for you. And it is your turn.
It is your turn.
Okay. Nice. Okay, so I'm going to heal. So I'm using Smoldering Wrath. Don't have any enemies to engage. So 2 white dice plus 2 successes because I'm at 4 less health. Go ahead and spend a 2 I have on there.
So you're going to bring 6 potentially.
Yeah, I can potentially bring all kinds of
6
things. Okay, yep. 6.
So you healed 7. All your damage.
Because you're empowered.
Yep. Doesn't matter.
Well, actually, well, never mind.
And your heal is not exhausted.
Oh. Yeah. Well, there you go.
You turn in your empowered card.
You're not empowered anymore, but you are fully healed.
Good. That's what we want.
Yep.
All right. My turn. I will aid. Who needs a success?
The successes back over here.
Who needs a success? Brad?
I could always use a success.
All right, I will aid you.
What's your side effect on there? Do you do anything else for that guy?
No.
Okay.
Before the action, you may engage one enemy, engage with the target hero. The target hero may ready one action. Ready all of your actions.
Can he survive four damage?
So you would, if you, he'd be able to ready his only action.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take the, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. But you get a success out of this, right?
Yeah, give me some
whoever gets a success out of this.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
It doesn't matter who you aid.
Who wants it?
I'll take it. I don't care.
Right, any of us would.
Tell you what. Odious Grump is going to stick on you because you can get prey.
Yeah, so you're going to be taking four damage.
I'm going to handle that.
Okay. So whoever you give it to, you should probably use it to aid you.
Give it to me and I'll be
aid. Who has the most potent aid?
I've got a good aid. I can let you ready an act. Or you're not going to need to.
My aid deals damage to things that are engaged with people.
You know what?
Yeah.
You know what?
My aid can actually damage Odious Trump. Odious.
Oh, there you go.
Odious Trump. Odious Grump.
Odious Trump. That was a Freudian slip there.
So, Brian.
Yeah?
That way you can do it. You can re-ready your whatever that's been expended.
I could. Yeah, it's my aid.
Okay.
Are you going to use the success? You going to hand him the extra success already?
No. I'm going to hold on to the success.
Okay.
Okay.
And roll a black die for Odious Grump.
And two...
two success.
Two success. And...
two wounds distributed. Two wounds. Brian, take him.
I guess.
You're the only one who's not damaged.
Okay. And I unexhaust.
All right.
And I'm done.
And it is the monster's turn.
Oh, no.
Odious.
The only monster is Odious.
So I get to take four damage?
Just two.
Just two.
Just
four. Oh, he's going to take six.
Okay. I'm done.
I got this.
Okay.
Location turn.
You're going to die,
I'm not.
Steven.
He's got this.
I'm at nine.
If he is defeated, does he lose the successes, even if he gets healed?
I don't know. Let's find out.
Because if he does, then you might as well give the one success to Brian.
Defeated. When a hero is defeated, he discards any damage. Let's see. If a hero or enemy is defeated during its activation, it resolves the remainder of its activations, blah, 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 blah. He discards any damage suffered in excess of his health, flips his hero card face down, discards any conditions he has. All enemies engaged with him are moved to the shadow zone. Everything else in his play area remains unchanged, such as exhausted actions.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yep. Okay.
Okay. Room turn.
Does nothing.
Nothing happens except the party leader gets caught in a web.
Oh.
Takes a damage.
Exhausts an action.
Exhausts an action.
All right. There you go, party leader.
Now Odious Grump's turn.
No. Okay, peril phase, yeah. So peril phase, Odious Grump gets healed all the way back up to full.
Oh, okay. For some reason, I thought he attacked twice. Oh,
and then he activates
and readies, and then he activates and readies.
Okay.
So inflicts and preys upon you, and inflicts and preys upon you. So you take four more damage.
Okay.
9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Whoa. He's at one.
You're at one, Stephen. Whoa.
That's all right.
All right.
Now everybody attack Odious Grump. That's all we have to do.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Pass the marker to the next person.
I'm the first player. All right, let's see, what could I do? I could aid you, which would allow you to recover...
Whatever you do to give him damage.
Or I could attack him.
Attack him.
All right.
Can I take him out? I don't think.
Do you have to engage him?
I'm going to exhaust my explore. I will engage Odious Grump. I will engage Odious Grump first. Then I will exhaust my explorer to give myself one additional success automatically.
Hmm.
Then I will roll two dice for the hero and one die for Odious Grump. Nothing from Odious Grump and two successes for me, plus the extra success I bought is three successes.
So two damage.
Two damage for Odious Grump. Haha, you grump. All right.
Oh, I forgot to read his thing when he steps into
Oh, yeah. What horrible thing does he
the
say?
The goblin leaps again into your midst. He shanks, slashing at you repeatedly. He doesn't really say anything.
Oh.
He just tries to shank us again and again and again.
And he did.
He is a shanker.
He's a shanker.
So.
Kill, kill, kill. Don't worry about healing. Just kill, kill, kill.
Okay. Fireball him.
All right. I'll take two. I'll go ahead and spend the one. And I don't want to engage him.
No, you don't want to engage him.
So, two damage.
Two more damage. So, he has taken four damage now.
Now, his seven, goes under six. His armor?
No, oh, he had okay. the one success.
Oh, okay, 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 cool. All right. My turn?
Your turn.
Yep. All right. Now, I will exhaust one non-enemy nemesis, and I will rest during this action, apply plus two shield. So, I need two die.
Oh, he would have been all right.
Three successes.
All right.
So I heal
three damage.
Three damage. Attack.
No. But my attack's not going to kill him.
Doesn't matter. We just need
my
to pile on the
damage.
My attack
will not damage him.
Oh, okay.
I could aid, or I could explore him. So we can...
Move on.
Move on.
And bring more monsters
into this
fight.
And then when we kill him on the next...
Well, we
have to do it.
Rob's got a point.
Yeah.
And when we kill him, we get four explore tokens. We only need two right now. I've got a guaranteed one.
Yeah.
Do it, Rob.
Do it. Yeah.
What's the advantage of this, bringing out more monsters? Ooh.
That we explore the room further when we kill him.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So...
Well, does that happen still?
Yeah.
Yeah, we still have to explore the room.
Oh, it's that. Okay.
Static thing there. Draw and resolve one dungeon card.
Done. No. There you go. Lantern.
Cave in. Ow. Roll two enemy dice. For each attack, suffer one wound. For each nemesis, either suffer two or remove one progress from the location.
Mm.
And we can't go above the seven?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Oh.
We have to remove two.
Nope.
Oh, you're going to take the damage?
I'll take the four.
All right.
I'll take the four.
Seven.
You're down
okay.
to four. Okay. Well, monsters activate. So Odious Grump inflicts on me two damage. So I have taken now seven damage.
And runs back to Steven.
Runs back over to me.
Six.
That's okay.
On Steven.
Yeah, that's not a big deal.
Yeah. Nope. Steven has.
Which is why I was like, we don't need to kill him. I can't. So.
Mm. All right. This location passes away.
Okay.
Yay.
So that's nice.
Right there.
And we draw the new one, which is the Crumbling Bridge. The narrow bridge is the only way forward. Many enemies stand on the bridge, blocking the path.
Oh, of course.
Before the party travels from this location, all enemies activate and then ready. So we're going to get rid of everybody. We spawn three enemies, starting with me as the lead player. I spawn... An elite Night Goblin Archer.
Ooh.
He does three damage and has three health. Brian spawns.
This might have been a bad call, Rob. A rat swarm.
All right.
Just a normal puny rat swarm.
Steven spawns.
Gigantic spider.
An elite
gigantic spider.
And there's one face down monster in the
shadows.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
I just would have fell.
And now all monsters
activate? We had
activate?
To do this either way. No,
if we
no that's
killed,
after the activation
listen,
of the monsters.
If we would have killed Grump, he would have gone away and we won't have to worry about him anymore. Now we have to worry about him and three other monsters, plus one in the shadows.
Yeah, we'll be okay.
All right. Fine. Okay.
So
I'm pretty sure.
Like, I couldn't kill Grump.
It is now we don't advance peril because we're already maxed out on peril. It doesn't get any more perilous than this.
Nope.
So I guess I just want to aid Steven.
Sure. Because I'm going to need some, I don't know what I need.
Well, you're going to wail on Grump, right?
Yeah, I'm going to hit him.
Okay. How much life does he have? Yeah, you can do it. All right, so two. I'm going to go ahead and spend the two.
Okay.
And
we'll keep those over there until he finishes so as we can...
Okay.
So...
One extra one crit, for the crit.
And three more.
Three more. Oh, nice. Steven is swimming in success.
Okay.
So I have six success.
I don't think you have
you
space
may ready
for all
one
of them.
Action.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. See, this is the main reason. It's like he could heal instead. And since he gets automatic shields when he heals, when he rests.
Yeah.
So what should I put this
just
on?
Put two you can
on
only everything. Put two on anything. Two, so
you have to discard one, actually.
That's too bad. Yeah. However, you may... Oh, never mind. Don't suffer one damage to claim one success.
Yeah, don't do that.
I wasn't planning on rolling that
heal yet. Or attack?
I'd got to say heal.
I think I will probably have to heal. I will exhaust this guy.
Okay. Uh-huh. Oh, that's good.
Yeah. And I will
spend
two successes.
Roll one enemy die for Grump.
And he automatically gets two shields.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
Ooh, and there you go. Grump has not done nothing. Six. So I heal 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Nicely done. See? There you go.
Tank it up, tanker.
And that does exhaust now.
All right.
That guy's exhausted. And so there's only Grump on me right now. And I'm down to, I've got 10 hit points now. So I'm no longer bloodied. So Brad, you are the next person.
Oh.
No.
Crap.
What? You forgot to roll for your...
I didn't realize there was a rat swarm on me. Okay, I take one damage.
Okay.
Just go. Wasn't one of yours? No, you had the two.
Yeah,
successes. I didn't get any shields.
All right.
Okay. Well, I guess I'm going to aid. Because my attack's not useful.
Might as well peg Grump.
Yeah. I will aid Steven.
Okay.
Nice.
Crit and two hits.
Here.
Well, there's two successes.
There we go.
Good job. All right.
Damn it.
I know, right?
You may ready one action.
Bloop.
And I may choose one enemy engaged with the target. That enemy suffers one damage.
All right. We are so close. One hit point away from getting rid of Grump until I guess we get to his lair.
So two damage.
No.
No.
Oh, no, he's, once he's dead, he's dead.
Done. Okay.
Yeah.
We will be done with him.
That's why.
That's
good.
Why.
Then all we
really
should
have been turtling in this adventure instead of trying to explore at all, really.
All right. I am going to do some battle prayers, which allows me to first exhaust one non-nemesis enemy engaged with me. So this elite Night Goblin Archer is going to exhaust. Then I will roll one hero die to rest. I got a shield that's useless. It does nothing for me. Choose one hero. That hero becomes empowered. I'm going to choose... Rob's next thing is going to be deadly shot.
Does that heal you at all?
No. Well, it can. If I defeat at least one enemy.
Well, Odious is one away.
It's not a bad idea.
And if someone aids me before that, then... I'd have two guaranteed successes.
Who's going
to
be first? Steven's going to be first. You don't need any help, do you?
Mm-mm. He's got all the assists.
I would say, because you're going to be able to.
Yep.
You're probably going to kill Odious.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to hang on to this myself. I could use that extra shield if this, although this Goblin Archer is not going to do anything. Oh, he's not going to do anything. He won't retreat. And he won't inflict since he's already exhausted.
So the extra shield could go to Brian.
No, I'm gonna
Brian's already gone.
I'm going to want this because I'm going to have a stupid archer on me next turn anyway.
Okay.
Yep.
And somebody's going to get, one of you two is going to get Odious Grump on you.
Yeah. So I'm going to hang on to this. Yeah.
It's going to be all right. Monster turn. Odious Grump. He inflicts two damage on me.
Yep. Right. Swarm first, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So he advances. So he's already engaged. Right. So no advance or.
Yep, that's right.
And one damage.
All right. Take a damage and then exhaust him.
Exhaust the rat.
All right, Grump is going to inflict two damage on me, and then he engages the hero with the most damage.
That's going to be me.
Okay. And then this guy's exhausted, so he doesn't do anything.
Right. Which is why, and then I activate this.
Yep.
Orc boy, elite.
Oh, no.
Advance.
That's
this enemy can exhaust only after it activates.
There you go. That's all he does.
Cool.
All right.
Okay. Everybody else is exhausted, so everybody unexhausts.
Yes, three damage.
Though. Room turn.
The room before... Oh, we never... Yeah, before the party travels from this location, all enemies activate.
Kill, so we need to kill before we explore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's no big deal.
We need to kill Odious and the spiders.
All right. I will do an attack. I may gauge up to two enemies, so let me bring Odious back over to here.
All right.
And do I Do I take on both of these guys?
You can target both of them.
I will target both of them. I will use both of my successes.
So you'll kill Odious with those successes.
I will kill maybe all of them. Let's see. Oh.
Crit.
Crit.
A crit.
But.
And two hits.
Reroll the crit.
So I rolled a crit.
Reroll that.
Reroll it.
And another hit.
So five successes.
So five successes.
You have to use two to kill Odious.
Yes. Two of these will kill Odious.
Three on the spider.
Three damage on the spider.
And you take four damage.
And I take...
Two and two.
Two from Odious and two from the spider.
All right. I take four damage, so let me have...
Oh, off.
Here.
There you go.
Go.
So I think Odious is now dead unless his Odious's lair says something else.
Yeah, it does not.
We'll find out. Well, the last location is his.
Yeah, we'll say something.
It's his home.
All right, I think I'm done.
Oh, but, and we get four exploration tokens.
And we get four exploration tokens. Progress tokens. But can we use those?
Yeah.
Okay.
Four exploration tokens.
Okay. So, but I thought it said we couldn't explore until...
No, we can.
We can. We just don't want to.
We don't want to.
Okay. When we travel away from there,
everything's going to attack us.
So we need to clean house a little bit before we do that.
Right. So I have a problem.
What is your problem?
He deals three damage if he activates.
Yep.
No. Actually, he deals three damage if you roll a slash on the black die.
Yeah.
And that would be devastating to you, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you have something that's going to exhaust?
Yeah. He's only got the one action he can do.
I'm down to just my deadly shot. I'm down to my worst thing.
You're going to die?
No, it won't kill me, but I
will. Empowered you.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't know this was there.
Yeah, that was what he pulled out of the shadows.
Oh.
The orc boy was being sneaky.
Yeah.
We am sneaky. What a glorious day.
I'm going to attack that.
Okay.
Okay.
Ranged attack.
Okay. Yeah, what is that, a giant spider?
Yep, yeah. Gigantic elite spider.
With one damage left
Oh, and you'll heal.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Good for you. And you get slashed.
Or I'll just...
Oh, and you get a shield.
You just block.
One damage. Take two damage.
All right.
So nothing.
Nothing else happened. You didn't succeed. All right. I get to do something. What am I going to do? I can aid, or I can do battle prayers. I just keep doing battle prayers. That's all I ever do, and I'm already empowered.
Attack the darkness.
Aid me so I can aid him.
Yeah, give me bonuses, and I can draw monsters away from you guys.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll aid Steven then. All right, I'm going to aid you.
Dang it.
I will roll two dice and one.
Does your aid heal?
It heals me and the person I'm targeting one thing. And it allows the target hero to ready an action.
So don't you want to... You're doing that to Brian?
Maybe I better heal Brian.
Yeah.
Or aid Brian.
Aid Brian because he can at least ready something.
Okay. Yes. All right.
He's the next player.
I'm going to aid Brian instead. And then here we go. The archer did nothing to me.
All right.
Four successes.
Five successes.
Five because I'm empowered.
And you're not... That doesn't expend.
That's right. I do not exhaust that aid action. All right. Five successes.
Does that elite orc have any kind of damage on him?
No, he has no damage.
Armor. One armor. Yeah.
Okay. One armor.
And you get to ready one of your things.
Also, recover one wound.
I will probably use that. Because I'm going to unexhaust my fight. Yeah, I will.
Oh, stick. No. Crap.
What?
He's the last player on this, so he's going to attack.
No.
Okay.
All he does is advances.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
He's a wall.
Okay.
I can engage. Oh, I forgot I have the rat swarm on me. That's one damage away.
Kill this thing. If there's someone, someone needs to deal with this thing because I can't actually do anything with him.
This thing is going to stab, or is going to shoot me with an arrow. The Night Goblin Archer is going to shoot me with an arrow for three. That'll put me down to four. Although you're down to two.
I'm at two.
You're at two. Okay, yeah.
If I roll a claw and don't roll a shield, don't roll two shields, I'm dead.
Yeah, fireball.
Oh, yeah, because you're going to be
fireball
first.
That guy.
So yeah, I can't draw fireball him and that, maybe?
No, don't worry about this guy.
I mean, he can afford to engage two.
Well,
because what, yeah. You just take a damage to do it?
Yeah, I take a damage to attack. I don't even have to engage.
Yeah, that's what I'm...
Yeah. I can engage one if you...
Well, you need to pull the one away from Rob.
Okay, I could do that. No.
I mean, you're squishy, but...
Yeah, if you pull the one away from Rob, listen, then you could take 3 damage. It's better over there on Rob.
Okay. Yeah. You think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it really is.
I'm going to spend 2 successes, 1 black die.
Oh, wait, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, you can leave him here. Okay. But I know what my action will be. My action will be rest. My rest. Before I rest, I choose an enemy, engage with me. That enemy retreats.
Oh, sweet.
Okay.
So I can prevent myself from taking the damage.
All right.
Okay. I would still prefer this guy getting killed.
Okay.
Well, we don't have to worry about that guy right now. So
I will spend take a damage so I can attack. Or should I just try to focus on him? Because I don't get any extra dice or hits for taking damage. Just how much ever success I get. Pile on him.
Yeah.
Because I'd have to get 4 successes to completely kill him.
You only need 1 here. Yeah. And you need 4 on brands.
Go ahead and engage something, or go ahead and attack things that are actually going to deal damage.
Okay, so I'm going to, I'll target
So this guy's 2. Fine. Don't worry about him. Like, target...
Target Brad's guy. I can handle this guy. Don't worry about him.
Because, I mean, that thing's dead if a 1.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'll kill him and... try to get some damage on that thing.
Okay.
So 3 successes, kill that, 2 damage on that.
All right. Oh, well, and
okay. He blocks the 1.
So the giant spider is dead.
Oops, wait, almost.
So still got a rat swarm on me.
Yes, and I still have a 1 hit point left on this night goblin archer.
Brian. Send those over here.
All right. And it is now monster turn.
All right. Starting with Steven.
So I have nothing.
Nope. Starting with Rob. He just advances and does nothing. My Night Goblin Archer will retreat and then inflict 3 damage on me. Son
is that okay?
Biscuit. Yeah.
You're okay.
9 damage. I'm down to 4. Did I spent you this in
spent
power.
That, yes. Yeah. All right, Brian.
All right. Rat Swarm. Advance and inflict.
1 damage.
So 1 damage.
All right.
Yeah, need another.
And then dungeon turn.
Yep, location is not done, and this isn't anything about before the party travels, so we're not traveling yet. So, all right.
And apparently because he's dead, we don't have to worry about this reactivating.
He's in his nemesis lair, I guess.
Okay, all right. So
Let me make sure that the peril doesn't...
Because it just almost feels like he should be now that we're in that peril be coming out every single time.
Oh.
What?
Yeah.
What?
That's right.
That's what happens?
Yeah. Oh, God.
He's supposed to be coming out and attacking twice every time?
If the peril token is on the last space of the peril track, the party still resolves any peril effects triggered by the last space during the peril phase.
Holy crap.
So he's coming out.
He's coming out again.
And swinging twice.
And swinging twice.
Every turn.
At me.
No matter what.
I'm dead.
Well, he goes to the active player, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I think he
Which
prays
was
on...
me.
Okay, well, so he spawns and goes
to Steven. And goes to the active player.
Then he activates.
He activates, which he'll hit Steven for 2.
And then pray.
Okay.
And then pray.
Which is me.
Which is him. So he's dead.
Not yet.
Then he activates again, because he does it twice.
Yep.
So I'm just taking 2 more damage.
Oh, that's going to kill you, bud.
4, 12, 13, 14. Yeah, that'll kill me.
Okay. I got you.
Steven's dead. Well, so you're put 14 damage over there by you.
Doesn't he discard all the wounds?
He discards the excess.
Oh, discards excess. Okay. Yeah.
Dang.
So this is all here. Which means he stays there. Doesn't he?
Yep. I'm the one with the most damage.
Well, didn't it say something about when a player's defeated that it goes into the shadows?
Oh, yeah. It does go into the shadows.
Oh, that's right. Yep. All right. And pass the first player token.
Okay, Rob's turn now.
Ugh. Okay, Rob, what are you going to do?
Scare that monster guy off of you.
I may exhaust 1 non-nemesis, many non-nemesis enemy engaged with me, but this guy can only exhaust if he activates.
Oh.
Choose 1 enemy engaged with me, that enemy retreats.
Okay.
Rest.
Okay.
2 successes.
All right.
Now, how do you resurrect me?
What's your resurrection thing?
Then I may deplete this card after my activation to choose a defeated hero. That hero recovers 3
wound and is no longer defeated.
God. So you deplete that card.
Yes, which I'm assuming is
removed from game.
I'll read it. Depleted cards. I don't think that's going to get removed. I bet that's going to. When a card is depleted, it is flipped face down and cannot be used for the remainder of the quest. During the settlement stage, all depleted cards are flipped face up.
Oh.
What's the settlement stage?
That's the time between.
Yep. Between quests.
Oh, between
quests. So, this is a campaign. So, yeah, that is a real good first adventure thing to find.
That really is, yeah. All right.
All right, Brad, your turn.
Goodness gracious, what are we going to do?
Well, now we have to just kill. Here's the thing. Don't worry about this guy yet, because no matter what, if we kill him, he's just going to come back and attack
people. Yes, we just...
So kill all the monsters,
okay.
Advance through the dungeon,
uh-huh.
and get to his lair so that when we kill him, he's dead.
All right. Well, I'm going to have to... I don't have any attack action, I'm going to have to use battle prayers again. I may exhaust one non-nemesis enemy engaged with me. I do not have one. I can rest for one die. This will be lame. All right, nice. I healed one thing. Choose one hero. That hero becomes empowered. Who wants to be empowered?
Right here.
All right, Steven's going to get empowered.
So he heals you.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I ready all my actions.
Oh, yeah, because you'll be able to do that before your turn.
Yep.
Or before he goes.
Okay.
All right.
So, don't want to explore, right?
Do not want to explore. Nope. No.
Then that leaves me with rest.
That's fine. Wrath. Everybody heal up, because we've got to deal with Stinky Pants there.
I may exhaust one non-nemesis enemy engaged with you.
Good job.
Rest. 3, 4, 5. Not quite at 4, so lame. Mm. But I'll spend the 2 extra success.
3 success.
3, 4, 5. So I heal back to full.
Nice.
Of course you do.
Okay.
All right.
And then exhaust your rest.
I'm going to do Stubborn Resolve and use 2 of my successes right off the top.
So I'm going to have to explore if no one aids me next time.
Oops.
And I got 2 more successes, so I will heal for 4. Is that right?
Yep.
Apply 2, 3, 4, 2.
5.
Oh, yeah. Plus this one is 5. 3, 4.
What did you say? Apply +2? What is that?
It says during this action, apply 2 shields.
Oh, 2 shields. That would protect you if somebody were on you.
Yeah. If a monster was engaging with you.
Oh, okay. So these are things. That's done. Do that. Not exhausted. I'm down to 8 hit points now.
You're doing all right.
Yeah. Okay, Rob. Oh, well, that's the end of the turn. Monster turn.
Okay.
Well, that was fast.
I think.
The orc boy.
Yep.
Advances.
Is there an order?
Actually, you might want to save that to someone who's pretty dang hurt.
Yeah, the other option are damage and damage.
I can take the goblin pants guy.
Odious Grump is going to come onto me.
After he inflicts.
Yeah, after he inflicts on whoever picks him, I guess. Okay.
Which I can't pick him, because then I'll become the...
Yeah, no, just Rob. Let's see. Rob,
I say,
Brad,
let me pick
me.
Odious.
No, you've already got a guy.
Wait, no, they're exhausted.
They're exhausted.
So I would have to pick Odious.
Steven, you're not going to pick one, Steven.
I will.
No, you won't.
Why not?
There's only 3.
He doesn't get one.
His is exhausted.
His is exhausted. Because his is
exhausted. I have to pick one of these.
Yep. All right, so I am going to...
Your fault. Take Odious.
I'm going to take Odious. He's going to inflict 2 damage on me.
You sure? Okay.
Well, that's going to end up killing you, because he's going to do 4 more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me take Odious.
He's dead either way.
I'm dead either way is the thing.
And we can't resurrect him.
So, yeah, let Brian take Odious, because that's more damage.
Okay. Okay. All right. Since I'm dead either way. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
He retreats.
So he's going to retreat, but he's going to inflict 3 damage on me. So there's 2 and 1 more. So that's 9, 10, 11. I've got 2 damage left.
All right. So then... He's going to inflict and then prey upon you.
So inflict on you, 2 on you, prey upon me, and that's all the monsters.
Yep. Room turn.
Nothing happens.
Nothing happens.
Then he activates
Odious
twice.
Turn.
Odious, okay,
so kills you once.
Activates and readies. How does it go?
Activate and ready. Then activate and ready again.
Okay, so he's going to activate and he'll activate. Right. He'll inflict 2 on me, which kills me. No? Yes, that kills me. And then readies.
Oh, he activates and readies. So since he wasn't readied.
No, he was readied.
Because they readied at the end of the monster
they all ready again. Yeah.
Okay.
So he activates and readies, and now he's going to activate because I'm dead. So he goes back to the shadows.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to activate again.
So he inflicts on Rob.
Comes to me. On Rob.
And then prays.
And then prays on somebody. Rob.
Me.
All right. So take 2 damage, Rob.
Or wait, why would he activate on?
Because you're the lead player.
Yeah, you're the leader.
Oh, okay.
So then that means I'm the leader, or do you still...
Nope, he's dead. Gotta flip his card over.
Yeah, I'm dead.
Until we get something that...
I cannot get the lead token.
Sad. Hey, get rid of your rat swarm.
I have to explore.
Okay.
I think that's the only option.
That's fine.
The rats are
ready. Ugh. 2 damage. I guess I'll take both. No.
I think you will.
Okay.
Maybe Steven will take one.
I can take one.
I'll take one. I'm going to die on my turn.
Doesn't matter. I'll take one.
I'll take the one because...
Okay.
There's no way I can survive the turn anyways.
All right. I will... see, your turn over?
I rolled that, right?
Yep.
Yes.
All right, so... Another explore token. Draw and resolve 1 dungeon card.
Please be good.
Explosive charges. You may discard after a hero's activation to choose an engagement zone. Each enemy in that zone suffers 1 damage. Ooh. Should I blow him up?
Blow your guy.
So what are the engagement zones? Let me read this. Zones.
I assume 15. Each... this is an engagement zone. Each of us has an engagement zone.
Let's see. Zones are 2 types of engagement zones, engagement and shadow. Each hero's play area has an engagement zone. Okay. If an enemy is engaged with a hero, the hero places that enemy's card in his engagement zone. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. The shadow zone is the shadows. So you cannot target shadows with that, but you can target somebody's engagement zone.
Should I pop 1 damage on each of those jerks?
Sure. Might as well.
I mean, does he heal every time?
Yeah.
So it doesn't do a lot.
But the other guy, you can't.
The orc boy doesn't.
Oh, the orc boy would not either.
Or should we wait until we explore the next thing?
No. Too many monsters coming out.
Pop it on each, on each of those guys.
Deplete.
Why not?
So it's face down in front of you. So.
No,
it said deplete, right? Or did it say discard?
Discard.
No, never mind.
Items from the... Dungeon always discard.
All right. Yep. I may engage up to 2 creatures.
Yay.
Wait a second. When does these explosive charges do? Wait.
Oh, you want to have
What if we hold on to the explosive charges for a minute? And what if Steven engages the archers and the orc boys?
And then therefore we'd have damage that actually matter and kill the archer.
Yeah, take the damage off of these guys. We did not throw those grenades. We're retroactively not. So you know what I'm saying? So Fair enough. Engage 2 enemies.
So he can use that after any activation?
Yep.
Oh.
After a heroes.
All right, then I will attack the orc boy and the night goblin archer and Rob will die. And I have 2...
Ooh.
2 odious grumps.
You got a crit.
And a crit. And a shield. Does that block one of those?
I don't think the shield does that, no.
Okay.
So 2 successes. So
4 damage is going to get distributed somehow.
I'll take 4. Don't worry. Give me
4.
And it looks like I'm getting 3 damage.
Put them both on there.
Yep. Drop it all on there.
So then I will blow them both up.
All right. Yeah. So, is this mine? Okay.
Yep.
So, 3 damage here. So, that takes 2. You give 1. This one takes 1. Both of those guys are dead. That's gone. Dice are gone. That's expended. I'm now at 6-7. I'm at bloodied. All right, Rob.
You're gonna die.
You don't.
Maybe not.
8 or explore?
Explore.
Explore.
Explore at this point.
Okay.
Because now we have to get through the dungeon to get to his room.
Nice.
Critical survive.
Someone takes 2 damage.
We have to take 2 damage.
Yeah, that's going to stink.
I can take 2 damage.
Or Brian.
Brian can take 2 damage.
Yeah. Puts me at 5.
So 3 successes.
So that's enough. We just needed 1.
Yeah. Yep.
So, okay.
Drawn resolve 1 dungeon card.
Nope. That's a gear card. There you go.
I want a gear card. Despair. Damn it.
Oh, no.
The burdens of your quest lie heavily upon you. Suffer 1 damage, discard 1 success, and exhaust 1 action. Dun, dun, dun.
You died of despair. Rob died from despair. Wow.
Okay. So Rob is dead. No. It's just Brian and I. So monster turn.
Mm-hmm. He will attack me for 2.
No.
Who's the lead player?
Me. Yep.
Oh, okay.
Well, you can. Yep. You actually should activate your.
Yeah. You will. Okay.
So they do 1 damage to you.
1 damage.
Okay. You need 1.
No.
I think you just need to take 1 damage. No. Token. Oh, I see.
Yep.
So 6. Yeah.
Yeah.
Turn that, Steven.
I will go ahead and take this guy, and I will take 2 damage.
All right.
Can he survive 6 damage?
Probably not.
Okay.
All right.
No, he's going to get hit once more and die.
Yeah, sad to say. Before the party travels from this location, all enemies activate and then ready.
Oh, frack. I forgot about that.
Yeah. So.
Okay. So, advance and inflict.
And
I take 2 and die.
All right. Steven is dead.
And then he activates twice more.
Yep. Well, let's see what the location does.
Okay.
Because he's in the shadows.
Yeah. Grump's Sump.
Oh, so we're at his lair. Yeah. Damn it.
Barrels of a pungent green fluid have been dumped into the reservoir here, undoubtedly the source of Schrumpf's ailment. Dozens more barrels are still full of the substance, ready to continue the vile work. At the end of the location phase, spawn 1 enemy.
Oh! Yeah.
So, yeah. Plus, we spawn 3 enemies,
mm-hmm.
all onto you, Brian, since you're the only guy alive.
So 2 of them will engage damage. Him, and then the third one will deal damage to him.
Just deals well.
Right? But,
yeah, because Grump is still in the shadows, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so you get a giant bat and a rat swarm, and then you take 1 damage from a giant spider.
Nah.
Then...
3, 6, 7, 8, and I can't survive his 2 attacks.
Yeah, you can't. No.
Nope.
Well, want.
All
here's
right.
Here's the deal. So we lost the quest.
But if heroes are defeated, resolve penalty on the back of this sheet.
Mm-hmm.
Penalty. Bloodied and beaten, you scurry for the exit. Mocking laughter chases you from the tunnel. Your failure will most certainly lead to further illness and death. Add Odious Grump to the campaign pool.
So what that means is Odious Grump in the next adventure would be among the monsters.
Yeah, but he won't keep coming back like he does.
Yeah, that is weird that when you hit that final level that he keeps coming back and activating.
Yeah,
I think we should have explored faster.
Yep. Had we known that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would you guys think?
We turtled up too much.
Yes.
I enjoy this. I like this game.
It's interesting. I feel like we need to play it, like especially since we all know how it works now.
Yeah.
I kind of would want to just redo
so,
that.
And you know see what this feels like to me?
Ghostbusters? Like
no.
Oh.
It feels like the Dungeons & Dragons board game minus the board.
Minus the tiles.
And minus the miniatures. Other than that, it feels exactly like that.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
To the point where you have 3 to 5 cards that you're playing for your character.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it feels exactly like that without the board.
Yeah.
Which is okay. I mean, I don't have a problem with that. But, I mean, once I understood the mechanics of it, it plays exactly like that game.
This game, I don't know. I want to say, okay.
If I had to pick between which 2 I would want, I would definitely want to play this one because it's got less setup time and less pieces. Surprising for a Fantasy Flight game.
Yeah, really. Yeah. That is a shocking thing. Yeah. The thing that always bugs me about the Dungeons & Dragons game is the movement of the monsters.
Right. It's so random and sporadic.
It just seems
but
weird.
But both of them are... I mean, both games have the fantasy theme.
Yeah.
Both of them have this specific group party that's doing stuff. You each have a limited number of powers that you can use. You each do your turns. The monsters do your turn. If there's anything else that happens, that does its turn. And then you begin again until you have completed that quest. And in both cases, both quests are usually very hard, both in this game and the other game. Yes. I would bet that the defeat ratio is higher than the win ratio in this game.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it is.
Yeah. If that's the introduction
quest. It's Warhammer, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, yeah, I mean, there is even, you know, I love that you don't have to start again. It's just you move on to the next quest.
Right, right. But you have this jerk goblin that's going to keep hounding you through the rest of the campaign.
Nothing cool to beef you up for the next quest. Mm-hmm. And I guess you go to, I wonder how that goes. You go to the settlement.
Oh, it doesn't matter. So just a spoiler alert for everyone. Even if we win, Odious Grump and one Legendary Fortune Gear card are added to the campaign pool.
Okay, so
the Legendary Fortune
card is really cool. Yeah, so that's each of us has four like Legendary Fortune items, and so you get the Legendary Fortune card, and then you get to pick that. Like it's a gear card, and so you pick the thing that you think is cool. Yeah,
cool. Rob, what did you think of this game? You're mighty quiet.
I was fine with it until we found out that Odious was just going to keep coming back and hitting three times every turn, basically.
Yeah. In fact, we thought it was exactly the opposite, where once we got him there, okay, he's nothing more to worry about.
Yeah.
So that severely colored our choices and actions, and therefore, that's the main reason why I feel like we should do this adventure again if we are going to do the whole campaign.
Because, we played it the opposite of how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
In my defense, I will say that's just simply a little bulleted item, but there is a bullet right there next to that item. So,
yeah. That does say that he comes back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that pearl, that last pearl track thing keeps refiring.
Did you like it, Brian?
Yeah, I thought it was fun.
I thought it was fun, too.
Kind of the games I like. I mean, my main issue, I would say, is something I don't like in cooperative games is when there's player elimination.
Yeah.
Yes. I pretty much prefer it in Sentinels where there's reduced player interaction, but they still are doing something.
Well,
I feel like there should be a little bit more.
Were you here for that?
No, I wasn't. John was in my spot.
That was amazing.
No, it was not. Horrible. It was horrible.
But I mean, the one game that's kickstarting now, going to be done in a couple days at the time of recording, Aeon's End, that I've been looking at. When a player loses all of his life, he's still in the game and playing.
Right.
And basically, he just has one less spell slot, and any damage that would be dealt to him does twice as much damage to the city you're protecting, but you're still fully playing in the game, and I like that.
Warhammer Quest, adventure card game, was interesting. I enjoyed it. I think it's worth checking out from Fantasy Flight if nobody else has done it. And listeners, if we did miss up on something, please let us know. You guys are really good at that.
Mm-hmm.
But I really kind of dug this. It would be something that... And you said, Brad, that there's a solo way to play this.
Yeah, so solo is you play with two heroes, and each hero activates twice before the monsters go.
Ah, okay.
So you still get four turns.
And we saw the cards earlier, and it's almost like you almost have
that
double.
Seems like it would actually
points.
Be a little easier, just because you'd be able to...
There are certainly fewer moving parts to keep track of.
Mm-hmm.
You'd also be able to like replenish your actions quicker.
That
is true.
Cool. All right, everybody, well, thanks so much for listening. If you have questions, comments, use the comment section at majorspoilers.com or send an email to podcast@majorspoilers.com. and until next time, remember, it's not cheating if you don't get caught.
This podcast is copyright 2016 by Major Spoilers Entertainment LLC.